This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. Bernadette just read something to me that I think I should address. I wasn't going to address it, but I think I should because of the text that just came in. The text said, was that article in the Buffalo News a fake bit of news in the Buffalo News? Because I've not heard anything on WBEN about Sandy Beach retiring. The answer is no, it was not fake. As a matter of fact, it's real. I thought they did a pretty good job. They only got one thing wrong. In the whole thing, I thought it was a pretty good article written by Alan Pergamon, who over the years has written a lot of things about me. I have a closet full of stuff that Alan has written. The truth is, next week will be the end of this show, for me doing it anyway, next Thursday. So this will be a normal week, and next week will be a normal week, and next Thursday will be my last show. I do want to say that I am not sick. The decision came, you know, right after I had gone to Roswell. But when I went to Roswell, I got great. Everything was fine. And strangely enough, I went to Roswell Durham a couple of days ago, and everything's fine there. So I'm not sick. The very simple thing, and it's as simple as you can get. We could not come to a contract agreement. That happens all the time in radio. It's first time it's happened to me in 60 years, but that's what it is. It was civil. It was professional. They offered me something, and I handed it back to them. I said, no thanks. So that's it. It's easy. So the end of the road will be next Thursday. But what I didn't want is I didn't want to do 2 weeks of shows of people saying nice things about me. You may not believe it, but I am fairly humble. And it's more than I can handle, probably. Thank you for your kind thoughts. We'll say a little something when we sign off next Thursday. It's fine. It happens. It's radio. Okay. My career has been 60 years, and I can tell you this: there aren't many that can say that. Whether it's a good 60 years, you'll have to decide. But they certainly were good for me. All right. Okay, Tony, do you guys back up what I just said?
Yeah, thanks. My heart's just been ripped out of my chest.
Don't leave it on the console. It'll foul up the machine.
Yeah, and it might be unsanitary. No, I mean, you know, obviously Joe and I knew about this, and it's not easy, Sandy.
Well, it's not easy after all of that time. But the good part is I'm still here.
Yep.
I'm in good health, as good as it can
Amen.
Be.
Amen.
Yeah. And so that's that. I think I'm leaving on. It's better than being dragged off the stage.
The hook is out from the curtain.
It's best to leave the stage on your own 2 feet. And seeing that I have balance problems, I would have been pushed off the stage eventually. So rather than get pushed, I decided to walk off there.
And the good thing is we'll be able to get together for lunch and and do things in the future. It's
and
just
as long as you pay, we can have lunch. I'll be without an income. So
you forget where I work.
It's going to have something small, I hope, when we do have lunch.
I hope like Happy Meals.
And that's all. I'll address it for now until the very end of the show. Next Thursday, a week from this Thursday. Good. Get it. Okay, is what's happening on the streets helping or hurting Black Lives Matter? I think it's hurting because they can say all they want is that Black Lives Matter is peaceful. First of all, they're Marxist. And they've allowed themselves, if they're not doing it themselves, they've allowed others to co-opt their march. They're letting them in. So if you let them in and they do things, then you're going to get blamed for it. Well, that's too bad. That's just the way it is. I think it's hurting them. I think the enormous amount of people who don't like what's going on dwarfs the people who are doing it. The people that are doing it are making a mistake. They're thinking that they represent everybody, and they don't. Believe me, they don't. And if you talk to regular America as opposed to rioting America, then the bottom line is that you're going to take things into your own hands, and it's going to turn out badly for you. I can tell you that. And should the president send in federal officers, he already has in Portland to protect the federal buildings, and I hope he just squashes all of these things, put them out, because it's getting worse and worse and worse. One of the stories that I heard this morning, I'll tell you before the break and then we'll come back, is one of the mayors of one of these cities, and they all get squashed in together. So it's either Portland or Seattle or Minneapolis. Those are the normal ones that are involved with this mess. One of the officials said, you know, when you have a small thing going on with your neighbor, don't call 911. Just don't do it, okay? Go over there and talk peacefully. Have a nice conversation, and you get the same results, and you won't have to call the cops. This one woman apparently believed him, and there was something going on down the street on the outskirts of rioting. So she approaches, it's a woman, a grown woman. She approaches these guys like the public official told her that she should do and starts trying to talk some common sense into what's going on. And they shot her eight times. They shot her eight times and she's dead. So much for elected officials' information. So much for it's a peaceful march. Baloney, it's a peaceful march. I say get in there, shut it down, and Mr. President, you'll be elected by the largest landslide America's ever seen. If you're doing what the others are doing, but for a different reason, it's going to be problematic. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Is what is happening on the streets helping or hurting BLM? I think it's hurting them immensely. And I don't want to hear the excuse that what's going on isn't BLM. It is under their auspices, whether they started it or not. People coming in and co-opting your march, it's got your name on it, and it's up to you to straighten it out, or the authorities will, hopefully. And should the president send in federal officers? He's done that in Portland, but there again, they had like 30 police there to kind of look out after 1,000 people that were there. The bottom line, until we start arresting, and I know they are arresting some, arresting them, getting through the court system like in New York State, it so sucks that they'll probably be out without bail. As soon as you arrest them, you take them in, they let them out. Okay, that's the way we are, while our illustrious governor is flying to Georgia to show them how to fight the virus. Mr. Beamer, we have a whole bunch of Facebooks. Why don't you give me a couple of them, please?
All right. On that first one about BLM, and the question on Facebook is, what happening on the streets of cities hurting or helping the BLM cause? And Dan says, I believe that the protests and the BLM movement have set race relations back 60 years to the time before Martin Luther King and civil rights movement of the 60s. The anger is justified over George Floyd. Don't doubt that. But is it worth the loss of our nation?
You know, it's here's something, and you got to be honest if you're going to comment on it. I'm not talking to my guys. I'm talking to you in the audience. I have run into, anecdotally, this is just anecdotally, I have run into people who in a conversation have said, I never, ever considered myself anything but fair with the relationship with the races. I am definitely not a racist, whatever. But if anything were to ever drive me to that, it would be what's going on now. Whereas it's just, I'm fomenting an anger. It's just building up in me the more I see our beautiful country burn to the ground. And so I'm having people say that. And I didn't coach them or kind of lead them in that direction. They're just saying it. They're saying, I've never been considered myself anything like a racist, but this is driving me toward investigating it because it's just ruining a lot of lives. Besides buildings, you know, remember it took two lives in CHOP alone, two lives in CHOP, and the Chicago is not directly tied to this. Chicago has been a nightmare for years, but the latest numbers on Chicago are 70 people this past week, this past weekend. I'm sorry, 70 people shot, 10 people dead. And that's just a normal weekend in Chicago. And what's amazing is these authorities, while their cities are burning down and the buildings are getting trashed and graffiti everywhere and all kinds of crap, these alleged elected officials who are supposed to be looking out for the good and welfare of the people who voted there, or everybody actually, whether you voted for them or not, don't want any help. They're not doing it themselves. They're letting it happen. They're letting it happen. Why? Because they don't want Donald Trump to get any credit for anything else. So another one, Buzz.
Yes, Sandy. Chris saying right down the street in Monroe County, the executive and Rochester mayor allowed these anarchists to block both sides of the I-490 yesterday for more than 2 hours. Now they've announced a plan to repeat this again Friday during rush hour. This is not helping their movement at all.
You can't do that. You can't shut down a public street. You can't burn down a public building. You can't deface anything you want. You can't take any statue down. And it doesn't matter who the statue is for and what the statue represents. They just don't want anything up there. It'll be just a matter of time before they take down they're already taking down some that would have been sympathetic to their cause if they were still alive. They don't even know who they're taking down. Will Martin Luther King be the next one? Do they have any that are sacrosanct? Do they have any that we say, no, we can't do it? I mean, if they're willing to take down Lincoln and General Grant, then they're willing to take down anybody. Because these are people who led the charge against slaveholders and freed the slaves. And they were taking them down, too. So that's the bottom line. They don't know what the hell they're doing, bottom line. And as long as they get TV time and print time and whatever and pretend this is some righteous cause, this is just, this sort of thing was waiting to happen. And I think it wasn't caused by the virus, but the virus helped it happen. Because even if you didn't have a job, now you didn't have a job and nothing to do. Or any place to go and get something to eat or anything like that. And plus, in the summer, it's always worse. And sitting on the front porch makes it even worse than that. So all of these things, you've heard of the term a perfect storm. That's where all of the elements come together at the same time in the same situation and cause the maximum amount of damage. I think what we've got going on now is a perfect storm. You've got the groups that aren't happy with their lives. They probably haven't made much of their own life, and they want to blame somebody else for it. and that somebody else is you, or maybe Abraham Lincoln, okay? But then when you got idiots like de Blasio, who paints a, well, why do they call it a mural? Wouldn't it in other places just be called graffiti? Paint something in front of Trump Tower just because he doesn't like Trump? What a moron. How can the people downstate have ever elected this fool? And that's what he is. He's a fool in charge of the biggest city we have, unfortunately. Another one, Joseph, please.
He's on the phone, Sandy. But I asked you, have you seen the video of the woman who was pouring black paint over the Black Lives Matter sign in front of Trump Towers?
Yeah.
And I guess she's hit it twice.
Yeah, she got busted. And then when she got more friends and they came back, like, right afterwards, with many more people doing the same thing, trying to obliterate that. That's a stand. These are normal citizens taking a stand. Why in the hell should we let people tear down what we've all built up? Remember, everything we have was handed to us by our ancestors. And very few of us are in a position to change history. History is basically ended up in our lap. But I like, even as flawed as occasionally as America might be in some things, it's still the best country ever. And there's no country around that that would ever be able to righteously say that they're better for their citizens and whatever. And they're trying to tear that down. I think this is the kind of thing where after they got it all torn down, they wouldn't know what to do with it. I don't think they're very smart people. And I don't think they care at all about the country. Mm-mm. They just want their own. And if you want your own, why don't you just go to a place you're comfortable with and then start up your own government? Maybe some other country is in need of some really smart people like you. Oh, man. But I'm saying, yeah, the BLM is not going to be able to keep saying they're a peaceful march when everybody under their banner starts with baseball bats. They show up with baseball bats at some of these rallies. Some people with boxes of them to hand out. That's the whole point. I don't know about you, but if you were going to a rally and you stopped and bought a box of baseball bats and you handed them out to people you know or people you think would want one, how are you in good conscience thinking, oh, this is peaceful? Yeah, we'll just talk some common sense. Maybe we can sing Kumbaya, have a little bit of tea and a scone. Doesn't work that way when you're trying to split somebody's head open with a Louisville slugger. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk to you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. If you're a little leery to have your name on the radio, give us a fake name. We'll accept it in these circumstances. Maybe you don't want people to hear your voice. So we'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, this is amazing. I'm looking down at the call sheet to see who's there. All of Sandy's women are there at the same time, on the same, at the same place, same bat cave, same bat phones. Mary, Ann, and Ella, and Daryl. So Daryl has infiltrated Sandy's ladies. To be fair, I'll take them in the order of which they were received. And the first one we got was Mary from Lancaster on line one. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy. Well, this is a good morning, but it was sad when I saw that article in the paper because I thought, oh, my God, now he's going to retire. But I wish you well, and if everything goes well, this is a good time for you. And
well, thank you. It is not a health issue. It's just a contractual issue. So better that than the other. So what's on your mind, Mary?
Actually, the fact of these, I'm so aggravated at when people say, you know, these protesters, right? What do? They announce it. They show the places where they're going to gather. They're going to protest. What the hell is wrong with people? Can't they understand that violating... You know, it's not a peaceful. When it's a peaceful protest, there's no damage. As soon as you do damage, that's it. You draw the line right there. Why?
And you would think, first of all, like Portland has had 50 nights straight. You know, if you're going out to demonstrate in Portland, you're going to be part of that. You got to be smart enough to recognize that.
They're all set. They're waiting. They get their announcement. They're going to have this protest, and they're already gathering and everything else. And you see, why would somebody for a peaceful protest be standing with you know, signs that, you know, say Black Lives Matter and everything else? I mean, that's not.
How about a baseball bat? There are people showing up with boxes of baseball bats and handing them out to people in the crowd.
That should be right up. Isn't inciting to riot?
Inciting to riot is a crime. I don't know if anybody's been charged with it. There have been people charged with various things, but we don't hear much about them.
When those people come up and they start spitting in a police officer's face and they start pushing, shoving, that is an act of hostility, and the TV cameras and everybody should say right in there, get in there and say, what is your name? Instead of covering that stupidity and making it worse, the job worse for the police, they're complicating everything else.
And the mayors and the governors are actually passing laws that make things as simple as self-defense a criminal act for the person doing it. It's absolutely outrageous, and I'm sure if this stuff gets up to the Supreme Court, it'll be thrown right out.
Should start acting up like I, you know, like you say, people talk to you. People, instead of just talking, I talk to people. I talked to someone just the other day, and he was saying it. Oh, he goes, yeah, I'm for Trump and all this stuff, but you know, they're afraid. Well, because I was wearing my Trump, you know, mask and everything, and they said, aren't you afraid of wearing that? I say no, and that is the problem, Sandy. People won't say anything. These protesters boldly swear and they curse and they open.
Well, see, that's the reason. You just gave the reason why I think Trump is going to be a shoo-in for the election. There's lots of people who very much like Trump but don't dare wear a hat or a pin or put a lawn sign up or anything like that because they're afraid some thug is going to come down there and crack them over the head with a baseball bat.
That's my whole point, Sandy. I mean, I'm not altruistic or a little trying to be a saint or anything, but the fact is I tell people I'm doing this. I speak up because why the hell don't people speak up? I'm thinking of nobody's saying anything about the business people. They're losing all the damage, violence. Where are the protests and where are the police being arrested? I mean, arresting these people that do it. And where are the newspaper articles saying so-and-so was charged before destroying?
Well, there have been a lot of usually federal federal arrests, but we haven't seen them go through the court system yet. Yeah, but locally, the mayors and sometimes the governors are not only not giving the police the power to do it, they're diminishing the power of the police. And as far as defunding goes, you'd have to be insane to want that. Yet a couple of municipalities have voted for that. So we'll see what happens when they come home someday and there's no house there.
They're celebrating that guy that protested and he won in court. Why do they cover something like that? What about the police officer that was shoved and the person pushed?
Lots of policemen being injured. Well, I have to run, Mary. Thank you for calling.
Sandy, bye-bye. Good luck.
Okay, bye. That was Mary from Lancaster. We'll take the calls in the order they got because Sandy's women are all here. Mary, we just talked to. Ann is going to be next. And then Ella. We're taking these in the order they came in. Let's take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. We got Sandy's Angels on today. We got Mary, who we just talked to. Next, we're going to talk to Ann, and after Ann, we're going to talk to Ella, who all called at about the same time. We're taking them in order. This next one is Ann from Buffalo on line 3. Ann, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello. Can I call you one of my angels there, Ann?
Absolutely.
What's on your mind today?
You know basically what's always on my mind. As far as Black Lives Matter is concerned, they really don't care. You know, it's all about money. And the long as they fund the Democrats, that's all that matters to them. It's the American people who been hoodwinked and brainwashed. And I'm surprised that they don't understand that. If I was Donald Trump, I would talk to my advisors within the White House. Then I would talk to, I guess, the Navy or whoever those people is in charge of the Army commanders or whoever. I would talk to them as well. And then I would go and I would talk to the American people and I would explain to them what's going on. And I think that he would definitely win because if he tried to do it behind their back, then he's not going to get help, especially he's not getting help as it is of all the stuff that he has done. But he will need their help, and I think that he'll be all right. Everybody in America is not ignorant, and they are not brain dead. And we can see what the Democrats has done and is doing. And we also need to open up our ears. We need to get a flashback when we have always had race issues or whatever, and we always will have it. But it started coming from under the rug when they elected Barack Obama. If everybody tell the truth, that's when it began to sort of like creep from under, because he had sat up under a minister or a pastor that was radical, and he was into all of that stuff. But I tell you something, I look at it, Bible is being fulfilled. A lot of people don't read the Bible. A lot of people don't believe there's a God. A lot of people don't believe anything like that. But I can tell you, if they look at Isaiah chapter 1, 5, 4, 5, 6, and 7, and everything that's going on in the world today, it will come right off the pages to you. You can't miss it because it's right there. And that's a shame. And until we understand that, and until we let God, I'm not talking about you have to be up in the houses of God every day or every minute or the hour, but it's a thing of trusting in God. You got to trust God, because if people don't start to trust God, this situation that we are in is going to get worse and worse and worse. It's not going to get any better. And that's what I got to say, God.
Well, you said, I wish you were an advisor to the president, because what you said is absolutely right. He'd be doing the people's work, the work we elected him to do. And I love your wisdom, man. And thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Thank you. Wow, she's right on. I don't know about those passages from Isaiah, but I'll have to look them up. Let's go to Ella on line 5. Ella, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Can I call you one of my angels, too?
You sure can, and you're one of mine.
Sure. Ann signed up for this, and so did Mary, and so you, obviously. Ella, what's on your mind today?
See, those two callers before said a mouthful.
Oh, yeah, they're very good at what they think and able to say it.
And what I would like to say to you is, why don't you hurry up and get that railroad station, not the railroad, I'm sorry, the radio station, and maybe get a fundraiser going. I bet you'd have a lot of support.
Well, that'd be fun. I was thinking, I was doing that as just a little fun thing, a GoFundMe page, so poor Dan Nevereth and myself could have our own radio station. Then I could fire him and he could quit.
Before I answer your question, my eldest grandson, 26, said to me very recently, Grandma, you are a very stubborn woman. I said, no, dear, I'm not stubborn, but I am very persevering.
Hey, you're a determined woman who knows what she wants. What's on your mind today?
Now, as for your questions, I think they are hurting their causes. I really do.
I do, too.
I never considered myself a racist, but boy, if they keep it up, I might become one.
You said exactly what I said earlier, and Bernadette's heard it, and I've heard it. Yes. Just anecdotally, people have said, you know, I never even considered being a racist. I'm not. I don't think like that at all. But the more of this stuff pushes you toward that,
right.
And that could be the biggest sin of all of this, driving the races apart.
And the second question, definitely.
Send in the feds.
That's the only way you're going to stop it.
Yeah, you're not going to stop it with speech. It's not going to work. And innocent people are dying. And the president shouldn't drag his feet. You know, it's bad enough the mayors and the governors are like that. This president isn't like that and shouldn't act like that. He should send in what is necessary to get law and order.
But you know, Sandy, I've never prayed so much in my life as with this nonsense that's going on in our country. And we are so blessed. I've said this over and over. We are so blessed to be in this country. And people don't realize it.
Oh, that's true. You know, you don't see anybody leaving, do you? And that wall that the president's building isn't to keep people in. It's to keep illegals out. This is the best country in the world. And if they don't like it, get the hell out.
Right.
Get the hell out if you don't like it. Why are you trying to screw it up for everybody else who does think it's the best country in the world?
Sandy, I've said this before. I'll say it again. If this is such a crummy country, why do they all want to come here?
Well, that's true. That's if it was a one-way street, the arrow would be pointing in, not out.
Right, and if you don't like it, then go someplace else, and you'll find out what you're missing.
Yeah, now we've traveled all over the world on our AAA trips with Dan Neverth, and there's some very interesting countries, got a history, it's interesting, the foods are good, some the climate is perfect and all that, but when we come home, there's no place I'd rather live than here. Not necessarily New York, but the USA, none better. And I think we ought to be appreciative of what it is instead of trying to burn it down.
Right.
And you know what it's like? This is like a bunch of punk kids who had nothing to do, and they got bored. So let's burn and tear down the country. This is what they are. These aren't freedom fighters. This isn't Che Guevara or any of the Castro brothers. This is a bunch of punks who probably don't know how to do anything in life, and are jealous of people who have accomplished anything in their lives.
True. And Sandy, how many people have gone abroad, come back, and kissed the ground?
Yeah. I would if I could get it back up off my knees.
Well, I would
do it.
I wouldn't be able to get off the floor anymore.
Yeah, yeah, we do have some limitations with motivating factors like my knees don't work properly. Okay, thanks, Ella. Always good to talk to you. I'm sure I'll be talking to you before a week from Thursday.
Oh.
Okay, babe. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Sandy Beach Angels. Mary from Lancaster, Ann from Buffalo, and Ella from West Seneca. How's that for an all-star crew? And they all know what's on their mind, and they all speak it forcefully, which is what I like. What do you think, Tony? Are the women on the right page with what they're saying?
I think they are. You look at what's going on, and it seems like that Black Lives Matter is losing momentum. I watch a lot of videos that's posted by commentators and podcast hosts, things like that. Guys like David J. Harris pointing out the hypocrisy with Black Lives Matter, pointing out the Marxist agenda that they have, and then you throw in the fact that more and more people are finding out that George Soros is behind them with his money, and I think that has a lot of people scratching their head saying, what's up? Charles Barkley recently coming out and slamming them, and Nick Cannon and others who have been mouthing off and saying some of the ridiculous things that they have in the news.
Okay, we'll be back with more. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Remember, tomorrow's show, barring some catastrophic event, will be Lauren Fix. We wanted to get her on once before the end of the trail here. And she'll be talking all about the vehicles that are out there, what you should look at, what she doesn't suggest, and all the good things about the world of automobiles on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Full scale.
laser beam. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.